each thing that we could discuss is going to get you a little bit of the way there. Okay. But I think there's three things you need. And I actually create a little spreadsheet and I've got links to everything. And so it'll make very easy for your audience to understand what this is. I think you need three things. Okay.
Hey guys, welcome to the Dads Building Teams podcast, where we chat about exactly that, dads building their family teams. Every week, me and my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor, alternate interviewing another father friend of ours about his particular journey as a father, pursuing the call to build a multi-generational team on mission. As always, let us know what you thought of today's episode on social media at Family Teams. And without further ado, enjoy today's episode.
All right, guys. Well, welcome to the Dads Building Teams podcast. And today we have a very special episode, something that we have never done before. This is totally an experiment. I have no idea if it's a good idea. But I'm joined with by four fathers who from our Facebook group agreed to come on here and join the Great Dad Grill Debate, where we want to settle once and for all, what is the best grill you could possibly buy? I'm kind of thinking about this from the perspective of, you know, maybe a first grill or somebody who really wants to, you know, make sure that their weekly family meals or Shabbat dinners are really taken to the next level. That's where I see a lot of dads, you know, getting into this. And so I think we have a lot of dads who could spend too much money, not enough money, go down the wrong path. There's so much out there. And I'm trusting you guys to help us come up with the right answer. So I'm going to start with Kevin and let him speak because he got on here first. And so we have, Kevin, why don't you introduce yourself? And I want to give you guys, I got a timer here and I'll go ahead and show this. Some of you guys are listening. We're actually recording this on Zoom so we can see each other. But what I'll do is I will do a 3-minute countdown on my clock. And so feel free to take up as much of that time as you'd like to describe why you think this solution is the best. And then when you see that go, we're going to transition to the next person. And then hopefully we'll have some time left over to interact with each other's positions. Make sense? Anybody have any questions? All right, Kevin, you are on. Tell us, introduce yourself and then tell us what you think the best grill is for a dad who's thinking about getting into this.
Okay. I'm Kevin Bogus and married, three boys at home. So we're a family of five. And I want to start off with, I decided to take time when I got my first real grill, is what I call it. I started researching in October a few years back. And by February, I had decided down not only the fuel type, but I decided down to the top few brands. And for me, it came down to cost. Also the easeability, the usability of it, and also the fuel type. To me, I'm not necessarily a brand guy. A lot of great friends, family that have certain brands and not so much and other brands. There's pros and cons with every brand. It's going to happen. So for me, it was fuel type, and I chose to go with a wood pellet smoker grill.
Okay.
And I happen to have a Pit Boss grill. I'll be honest, I've had a few troubles with it, a few challenges, but customer service for Pit Boss has been amazing for me, resolved issues almost immediately. And it also came down to where I could buy the supplies and websites. So again, you know, I happen to have a Pit Boss. A lot of that came down to the price point.
About how much did you spend, Kevin, on that?
I got the Pit Boss Classic 700.
Okay.
Which retails give or take right around $400.
Okay.
For that one, I got it a little bit cheaper. It was on sale. And that was a big reason why I went with Pit Boss rather than a Traeger or something. I got it on sale. If it came down to it and I could do it again,
yeah,
I would probably actually go with a Green Mountain. Yes, they're more costly, but for family that has it, that have had other pellet grills, they've upgraded to there and they've really enjoyed it. I've got to use them But my biggest concern and advice to guys are, how much time do you have to cook? You know, if you have a short time to cook, propane might be your way to go. If you have a longer time, charcoal or pellet grilling could be an option, and it gives great flavor there. For me, I like to do ribs. On my pellet grill, I go low and slow. We're looking at 6 hours to cook to get those done. Maybe some guys don't have that. That is something to consider too, is how long do you have to cook? Okay. So,
all right, one question before we move on. That, yeah, you thought about going from the Pit Boss to the Green Mountain, but you staying away from Traeger. Any reason why that is?
The only reason, and this could be a situation, I've had family that have had Traeger that they had a lot of problems. It could be just a defective model, that particular one for them. Okay. But I know people that have had Traegers and had no problems. So it could be just that particular model, that one that they got. It's hard to say. So.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Kevin. All right. Second, we're going to go to Lucas Cole. Come at you from the west side of Cincinnati, Ohio. So Lucas, you got 3 minutes to make your case. Talk to us about what you would recommend.
All right. So I've thought a lot about this. I'm trying to think of the target audience here. In your email to us, Jeremy, you talked about the generational impact a decision like this can have on our family. So I do not take this lightly. Okay. In fact, I'm so this is so serious to me that I'm willing to break format here a little bit so that your viewers can hear this. Okay. I don't think that any one grill is going to get your viewers and our listeners where they need to go, right? I'm talking about each thing that we could discuss is going to get you a little bit of the way there, okay? But I think there's three things you need, and I actually create a little spreadsheet, and I've got links to everything, and so it'll make very easy for your audience to understand what this is. I think you need three things, okay? You need a charcoal grill.
Okay.
Why do you need a charcoal grill? You will not get a better steak than one that's cooked over charcoal. I didn't want to believe this. I thought my smoker could get me there. It's not true. The charcoal just makes the best steak experience. You can pick charcoal grills up really cheap. I'd recommend a Weber kettle. Okay. You can get them for like between $150 and $200. So you need a charcoal grill. As Kevin said, you need a smoker. Right? You need a pellet grill. It takes all the guesswork out of smoking meat. You want to make brisket. You want to make pulled pork. You want to make ribs. These things are game changers for gatherings. You need one. And I would go with Kevin. I really don't think it matters what brand you get.
Okay.
I think it's a budget thing. As a matter of fact, the one I recommended was the Pit Boss because they're very economical. You can get them pretty cheap.
Wow.
And from what I hear, they have their setbacks, but they get the job done. Okay. Lastly, you need a Blackstone 36-inch griddle, right? There you go. Yeah. You need it. All right.
All right. All right. Who's surprised about that? Who's surprised about that? Come on.
Make your case, Lucas.
Because you're talking breakfasts. You're talking smash burgers. You're talking stir fries. You're talking Philly cheesesteaks. These are things you can't do on a grill. And if you really want to be the dad that's out there blowing people away with food, you need those three things. Those three things I put together in my spreadsheet, you can get all three of those and the accessories you need. Like if you're going to get a charcoal grill, you need a charcoal chimney. It speeds the process up of getting your charcoals hot. I got a list of there for under $1,000. Wow. You can get all three of those things and be on your way. So that's my pitch, not one, three.
And the Blackstone is a propane.
It's a propane cast iron griddle.
And where would you cook your steaks? Would you always cook them, you're saying, over the charcoal, or would you ever use your Blackstone for that? Or
I would never use the Blackstone for steaks. I will smoke a steak on my pellet smoker, but I just cooked a ribeye on my charcoal the other day, and I didn't want to admit this because I wish I could just use the pellet smoker, but it's the best steak.
Okay. Awesome. We'll look forward to getting those links. Thank you, Lucas. Right. That's super helpful. All right, Darren. Love to hear, introduce yourself, where you're coming from. some of your experience and what you'd recommend.
Yeah. So my name is Darren Dick, family of five. We live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm a pastor. And I wish this was going to be a debate for you, but I couldn't agree with more with what the two guys have said. So my only thing is I'm a bit of a purist when it comes to smoking meat. So I've kind of been a pellet hater for a long time. But we were just visiting my folks. My dad has a Traeger, and I smoked two Boston Butts, put them on, walked away for 8 hours, came back, and they were perfect. They were really good. I think you get a little more, I guess a little more as a purist, I guess you get a little more natural wood flavor, but you got to sit and monitor that. So I actually have, this is one my folks got for me when we bought our first house. It was an offset, it's a Char-Griller brand, $200. It has trouble with heat regulation, so you got to really monitor it and sit there and watch that. And the thermostat that it comes with isn't great, but I've smoked the best brisket you've ever had at a restaurant. Like I took the time to sit there and watch that and smoke a 12-hour brisket, and it was amazing. So the biggest thing I would say is I would agree that brands and some different things like that don't matter as much. It matters that you want to take the time. You need heat and you need to get quality meat. Like that's the biggest thing I would say. So my brother actually has one of those Blackstone tops, and they've done stir fry and breakfast, all kinds of stuff on it. And that was probably going to be my next purchase to go with my offset smoker. So the one that I have, super cheap, super affordable. It has the box on the side, so you can do all your offset smoking, and then you can do charcoal on the actual main chamber as well. So I agree, grilled steak, nothing better than charcoal.
Again? Darren, what's the name?
It's just a char griller. We've got like Home Depot or Lowe's.
Call it offset. $9. Yeah, offset. Yep.
Yeah. Offset. It has a,
offset,
yes.
And all the, does it do wood pellets? Is that, it's just
nope.
for charcoal?
Nope. It's just for charcoal. It doesn't do
wood.
Pellets.
You put like, you actually put chunks of wood in there, Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
If I can, Phil, let me hear. Oh, I can't share my screen, but I'll send you the link. It's a super affordable grill offset. It's probably as far as brands go, it's probably one of the cheapest brands. There's Oklahoma Joe and Masterbuilt and some different things like that. But like I said, the only trouble has the heat. So if you get a cheaper grill like that, you can go on Amazon and buy this adhesive tape that seals up your seams and your cracks. And that's supposed to help regulate heat and smoke a lot better.
Okay.
But I think it comes down to, do you want to spend the time on it? So,
okay. So you're saying if you want to spend the time, you get this more manual, just with the but if you don't, you have a Traeger.
Yeah, and you do research on what type of wood goes best with which types of meat. So
okay.
If you're going to try a Texas style brisket, you're going to want to get hard oak wood, and you're going to sit there and you're going to watch it, and you're going to check temperatures and fires. And that's more of an experience. Like you're going to have guys together, start early in the morning or start late at night, go through the night and have a whole experience around it. So I've gotten guys together before and smoked for 20 people, and we'll get a bunch of grills out there. Some guys doing ribs, some guys doing pork, some guys doing brisket. You just take the time to do it. But if it's convenience and quick for family, I think those griddle tops are incredible, 100%. And then grilling on charcoal, there's nothing better. So,
awesome.
I would agree on that. Yep.
Super yeah. Helpful.
Hey guys, did you know that me and Jeremy created a special fatherhood masterclass we do online called The Skill of Fatherhood? If you want to immediately level up your father's skills and learn an entire system with tips and tricks and philosophy and help that we believe can fundamentally change your family's life forever, then this masterclass is for you. There's an entire module on the skill of training your kids with about 8 teaching videos in that one. There's an entire module you get on the skill of coaching your family as a team on mission with 8 or more videos in that one, including multiple interviews with a bunch of families doing this and how they do that. And an entire module on the skill of building multi-generational legacy and vision for your family with about 7 or 8 videos on that. The masterclass also comes with a workbook that walks you through the process so you never feel overwhelmed, but feel equipped and encouraged and ready to start leading your family in a bigger and better direction starting today. And we want to hook you guys up. So our podcast listeners, if that's you and you're listening, we want to give you an exclusive deal that we aren't doing anywhere else online. So if you want to get $20 off the masterclass right now today, then head to familyteams.com and use the code DADS. That's DADS at familyteams.com. Again, that's the code DADS to get $20 off at familyteams.com.
Sweet. We got a latecomer, John Putnam. Welcome, man. So good to see you. So John, you're coming in cold because you're, you got to unmute. You didn't get a yep. chance to hear Kevin or Lucas's take. So I'm excited just to see if there's any butting of heads. But what we're doing is We're going to give you 3 minutes. I got the timer here, and we just want you to introduce yourself, tell us a little about, you know, what you love to grill, and then give us your best pitch on what you think, kind of a guy who's just wanting to get into this, you know, but really up their game, have some awesome meat for their family. What would you recommend that they might buy? So you ready?
Sure.
Rock it. You're on, John.
Okay, so I'm John Putnam. I know Jeremy from 100 years ago in Marblehead, Massachusetts. And I'm here actually to acquire information. So I'm going to fake actually giving information, but I'm really stealing it. But so here's my pitch. You know, Jeremy, how I like to save money. I don't like to spend money on things. I don't spend money on my house. I don't spend money on anything like that. So I'm just cheap.
Highly ironic. That, right? Yes. Highly ironically said.
Yes. And the last time I spent $1,000 on a grill, it ended up in my pool because the ocean decided that it was a lot better. That was a lot better place for it. So I had to jump into my pool like in the middle of March and fish this 200-pound grill out of my pool. These are the problems that you have when you're a cheapskate who lives with a pool at the ocean. I just want to warn everybody about that combination, okay? Yes, so you're that suffering. Right there should clue you in.
We all feel terrible for you.
Well, exactly. So I'm giving you my cheap pitch. My cheap pitch is that for a $99, you can buy a Weber grill, and for another $49, you can buy an insert that goes in your Weber grill that allows you to convert the Weber grill into a true smoker. And I have grilled some fantastic pork tenderloins, smoked some fantastic pork tenderloins on my Weber grill with nothing other than hickory chips and water or beer or however you want to, you know, steam it in this jury-rigged setup. And I would contend that for $140, I have the biggest bang for the buck by far of what anybody has said or is going to say today. So, you know, when it comes to cheap, I'm an economist, and if you want output per unit of input, the Weber grill is the way to go. There. Yeah. And not only that, I saved you time. So
you did.
You're welcome.
Saving all the way around. That's awesome. Yeah.
You know, can I just comment on that real fast? I was going to say, because I included that in mine, John. If you had to go with just one, I would say go with it, because you can grill and you can smoke in a charcoal grill, and it's super cheap. So if you had to go with one, it's that one. But so I agree with John on that.
And so you guys are saying that getting one of these Traegers or the Pit Boss, that's more if you want it perfect every time. You know, you can't sit there and watch it constantly.
Yep. It's really it takes time. All the guesswork out of it, but you pay for it.
Yeah. Very cool. Awesome. Well, Daniel keeps coming in and out. I know he's on his route, so I'm hoping we can get his take. But before he
jumps in here,
yeah,
I did want to ask one question. There's one grill that I'm really interested in that I've done some research on. It's Masterbuilt charcoal, but it's gravity fed. Have you guys seen this new grill?
Oh.
So it basically you can look it up. It's Masterbuilt. I think it's called Gravity, like a 500. Basically, it's very interesting. They have a chamber on the side. You put gravity, charcoal rather. You can put lump charcoal or just the briquettes. And the way it works is it has a digital fan on the bottom and you set your temperature. So it's kind of a mix between the charcoal and the electric grill. And when it gets cold, it kicks that fan on and that fan blows the charcoals to add more heat. And then when it gets too hot, it shuts the fan off. And so it's kind of a mixture between a Traeger and the charcoal. It's $500 right now. So a little more expensive than some of the options, but I've been very interested in that one because it adds charcoal and the pellet concept kind of together. But it's a new grill by Masterbuilt. I thought it looked very interesting. I was curious if anybody had used it or seen anything on it.
And John, if you're wondering, it doesn't float. So
Lucas, that's cold. That's cold, okay?
Man,
where's the one that has like the thing where you can put an inner tube around it so you can, you know, take it out into the ocean with you? What kind of a grill doesn't have an inner tube attachment?
That's got a target market of one person.
That's right. If somebody wants to manufacture that for John, I'm sure he'll bite. But
right,
hey, hey, if I can jump in, want to build off a comment that's already been said, and that is price. Traegers, Green Mountains, you know, your wood pellet grills. Yes, there's a extreme convenience there. You don't have to maintain the temperature as much as you would maybe a charcoal or even a wood grill, traditional wood. But someone mentioned the price. You go with the charcoal grill, and for those charcoal briquettes that you're buying, what, $5 to $10 a bag for a decent-sized bag? Pit Boss, I can pick up a 40-pound bag of pellets for around $15. Different brands keep going up in price. There's a big difference right there in your price. Propane is different, you know. So if you're looking, and that's something I think all guys we need to look at is, how much can we spend on this fuel? That should be another factor of consideration. And that was for me, and again, something for all other guys to consider as well. Yeah. Is the fuel source and how much that fuel is going to cost too.
All right, looks like we got Daniel back. I want to hear your pitch, Daniel. So we're just introducing ourselves, and I want to hear what you would recommend. So you can go ahead. You got 3 minutes.
You're on mute, Daniel.
Contestant. You're on mute, buddy. Can you...
Hey, my name is Daniel Teggy. I have a family of six, three boys and a girl. We live in Cincinnati, in central Cincinnati, Norwood, the gem of the Highlands. I agree with one of you. Which one of you guys was talking about being a cheapskate? Was that you, John? John, I don't know how you ended up with a pool and a girl in your pool, but that kind of sucks. So I am also from the cheapskate realm. I end up buying used things though, instead of new cheap things. So I've bought a used grill for $50 and then replaced the burners on it. And that's how I got started into grilling. So basically what I would suggest is hooking your house natural gas up to your grill. A natural gas grill is the most economical as far as money. And maybe, I guess, I'm not sure, I haven't done the price points on natural gas versus little wood pellets. But as far as simplicity too, you never run out of gas. And it will also get warm too. Like if you got the right size grill, it doesn't heat as hot as propane, but it does heat up quite well. You can get your grill up to about 600 degrees if you got a good one. So all that being said is I'm actually very brand loyal to people. To companies. So I have bought all Weber grills since I've started. I've fixed them. I've sold them. I bought one for my mother-in-law recently, which is a very expensive grill. Use the one actually I suggested you getting. And yeah.
Oh, you don't want to be a cheap guy with your mother-in-law. You gotta invest in that relationship, right, Daniel?
Yeah, you know, if she's cooking family meals for you once a week and she's got a grill and she says, hey, you cook one time and there's one hot spot and the rest is all the burners are rusted out. You know, all you guys know, can't cook on rusted out burners. So, yeah, found a deal on an awesome grill. So when we go over there, we have awesome grilled foods. I kind of agree with what Lucas is saying with the charcoal being good for steaks. I think the thing is that I don't know if you have room for that stuff at your house, Jeremy. You'd have to build a second garage or a second, what do they call it? Mother-in-law suite or carriage house. They, carriage <That's> house. So, yeah, I would suggest getting a Weber, a nice Weber grill with, at least four burners. And then they make these nice ones that have a smoker box on the side. You can, get your wood wet. If you want to go all in on a nice meal, if you want to cook slow and low, you can do that. It'll smoke like a smoker. But really? If you want to cook a meal, yeah.
So a natural gas Weber grill, you can get like a little, and it'll, how does that work? Put wood on
so, It has grates on maybe like 80% of the grill, and then on like the 20% on the side is a smoker box. There's a separate burner for that smoker box that you can put at a certain level.
Really?
So basically, you can have that burner going on the single level, and then the smoke goes through the rest of the grill. Really cool invention. It's on the 670. It's on the the 470 as well. They're higher end Summit grills. You can buy these grills used. Rich people get grills and then they want them gone. So, yeah, they retail at like $2,500, which is enough to buy two sets of each of Lucas's grills. I know, he's appalled. Anyway. So, yeah, I got one for $400 for my mother-in-law. It's everything's working on it. And yeah, so I've seen them for like $600 or under $1,000, which, I mean, it comes with a 25-year warranty. That was the other thing I was going to talk to you about, hoppers and parts like that. One of your guys mentioned having troubles with his pit boss. I just think anything with a hopper and a motor and a, you know, some wheel moving things, if you don't take the pellets out in time, they can mold. If you don't take things, if you have Wi-Fi in your grill, I feel like you're pushing it. You know, I think a Bluetooth thermometer is about the extent of my, and I'm not sure how long I've been talking.
Yeah, you're good, man.
But yeah.
So I got a question for Lucas, because I'm stuck now between, if I were to make one more purchase, either a Blackstone or a smoker, what do I do? Because I've got a great natural gas built-in grill, like Daniel's describing. Because I agree with what you're saying, Daniel. That seemed really cost-effective. But now, and I was like, okay, now I need to get a smoker. And then you come out with this Blackstone thing. I'm now completely confused. So help me out. I don't know what to do because I don't want to buy both. But you're on mute, Lucas.
I think you're asking the wrong question, Jeremy. You keep throwing out this either or thing. I'm not presenting either or. I'm presenting both and, right? I'm presenting a suite of solutions, and if you don't have
my grilling deck can only handle one more utensil or whatever, one more.
I actually had to put my Blackstone in my screened in patio for that very reason. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that I don't have room, right? I'm on a Blackstone kick right now, so I guess I would have to say get the Blackstone. I mean, I have a ball with it. I mean, I'm making crepes on it tomorrow morning. I'm making smash burgers on it tomorrow night. It's a blast. It's a lot of fun. I know, again, it kind of breaks the mold of this whole debate, but I would either say that or, you know, Jeremy, again, if you've already got a natural gas grill, I would want to see you get into smoking.
Yeah.
And the way I got into smoking was smoking on a charcoal grill. Okay. Right. So if you want to just go get a cheap Weber kettle grill,
yeah,
set your charcoal to the side, put a block of wood on top of it, set your meat to the other side and get into smoking that way.
Okay.
That was the gateway drug for me, okay, into smoking.
Nice. Into smoking. You guys got that? That's Lucas's gateway into smoking. So any final words? We got 2 minutes left. Anyone want to make anything we're missing here? Any more recommendations you guys would make before we're done?
What was the verdict on the RecTech? I think Jeff or somebody said that he recommended RecTech, and I just wanted to hear what somebody thought about that. Besides the fact that Wi-Fi is over the top.
We kind of stayed away from the top of the line, but in my research, the three top of the line brands are RecTech, Pitts and Spitz, and Yoder, right? So the Yoder, the Pitts and Spitz, and the RecTech. People are going gaga about RecTech. They're kind of a newer company. They have great customer service. They have a stainless steel construction. I've heard great things, but I still believe, based on what I've seen, that Pitts and Spitz is the absolute top of the line smoker out there. So if you were going to drop $3,000 on a smoker, I would tell you to go Pitts and Spitz.
All right, guys.
Okay. Jeremy, is your goal to just get really great at smoking, or are you thinking of new ways to be grilling for big family meals and stuff like that?
I don't know. I mean, I think I need just to experiment with smoking. I just never have gotten into it yet. I think once I get into it, I will, like Lucas is describing, you know, go down that slippery slope. But that's where I'm like, which slippery slope do I want to go down first? Is it the Blackstone or the smoking? And so I'm a little bit tempted to go down the Blackstone because I've always loved grills.
Both.
Yeah. So we'll see. All right. But I will take this before the Lord and my family, and I will consider all the options, and I will take a picture of whatever purchase I make and let you guys know. But I just want to thank you guys all for being a part of this. This is super helpful. I'm going to put this on the podcast and in the Facebook group and help dads for generations to come. So appreciate you guys.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.
All right.
See you, Jeremy.
Thanks.
See ya.
All right, guys. That's all we have for today's episode. Remember, you have what it takes as a father equipped by the Holy Spirit to lead your family as a multi-generational team on mission. And as always, remember to let us know what you thought about today's episode at Family Teams on Instagram, at Family Teams on Facebook. Search for us there, easy to find, and you will find us. And let us know what you thought, whether something that stood out, something that was encouraging, or some feedback you would like to give us. All right, have a great rest of the day.